Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Psalms, the Book of Psalms. We're in Psalm 111 today, and we're in verse 10 for our practice. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Prudent are all who practice it. His praise endures forever. Merriam-Webster labels prudence as the ability to govern and discipline oneself by the use of reason, or the sagacity of shrewdness in the management of affairs, skill and good judgment in the use of resources. The will of the Lord depends on these to be followed with the shrewdness of truth. Wisdom comes from living the truth. If you practice truth, then you see salvation as the only way to heaven. For by living prudent, one can see the will of God very clearly by the practice, prayer, and proclamation of living God's truth, His word, His commands, His day-to-day reality of sharing redemption. King David knew the Lord's praise endures forever. When we fear the Lord, we become one in Him as a living example of His truth, wanting others to know what salvation really means. Freedom, shame removed, addictions resolved, love instilled, creating a faith that only has hope in Jesus. Prudence. Amen. Place everything in His hands. Place everything in His hands and see how He multiplies your blessing beyond your wildest imaginations. Satisfied, able to share what it means to live prudent, having a renewed discipline to follow Him over evil, knowing good will set our humanity free by His wisdom to live with less, sharing Him all the more. Amen. Join me in my daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julie, and Elliot. We pray for Kairos 56 coming up pretty soon. Continue to pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Psalm 111, verse 10. We are in verse 10 today with a one stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, All Are Prudent Who Obey. Yeah, all are prudent who obey, that's for sure. Amen. Wisdom beginning, Lord, fear. All are prudent who obey to clear. Those who practice, He holds dear. Forever endures, praise His to peer. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's September 20th, 2023. Recording this morning at 4:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. I've got about 2 minutes to remind everyone to pray for us today as we enter the prison this morning. We enter once a week on Wednesdays to attend a weekly mass there with the men in blue, as we call them. We continue to lift up those that we've asked for prayers and those who need our prayers the most, especially the oppressed and the forsaken, those who have been taken from their families by force and are in some sort of binded position of slavery. Still to this day, we have people in slavery, children especially, and we continue to lift those up out of this, in these situations. Amen. May the Lord continue to give us strength today to overcome the things that we're up against and battling in every moment of every afternoon, and give us the wisdom to overcome the laziness, the desires of the heart that are unfruitful for your truth. Amen, Jesus. We close in 7-Eleven in the name of Jesus, as we do each morning, and we say, God bless our good friends John and Marie. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Johnny, we're thinking about you. See you this Friday. Look forward to a weekend of Eucharistic adoration. Amen. God bless you.